Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, how does age affect criminal behavior and incarceration? Thanks to Laura Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, for this week's script. Decades of criminological research show that age is the strongest predictor of criminal behavior. It increases in adolescence, peaks around age 25, then markedly declines as people age out of crime. Despite this decline, the prison population is aging. The number of older prisoners nearly tripled over the past two decades. This increase is one of the long-term effects of the Get Tough on Crime legislation of the 1990s. The expense of incarcerating older people, along with their lower risk of recidivism, has led to calls for compassionate release. Housing an older inmate costs about twice as much as a younger one, and many prisons are simply unable to accommodate aging bodies. These needs often arise earlier than they do in the general population. Inmates in their 50s have a physiological age that is 10 years older than their actual age, largely a result of their poor health and limited access to health care across their lives.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.